Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
That is, of course, Thin Lizzy, Do Anything You Want to Do on Radio Nova. What a treat to play that one. And we're very, very lucky to also have another treat with us. Dave Hingerty, one of Ireland's most prominent drummers, is here with us. Dave, how are you getting on?
I'm feeling great. Very comfortable here.
Yeah, you're looking great as well. And thank you. It's a pleasure to have you in studio. So you are going to be part of the All-Irish Hour tonight. You're our guest. And on the All-Irish Hour, what we do is we play stuff that we know you love, like Thin Lizzy, like Fontaines, like that kind of thing. And then we play stuff that we think you're going to love. And that's going to be a lot of your choices tonight, which is fantastic. So for people who don't know, Dave Hingerty is an incredible drummer. He's played with loads and loads of amazing artists, like The Frames for a long time, like Josh Ritter for a long time, like Keela, I think, mostly at the moment, right?
Yeah.
And also you've played with Coldplay and The Pixies and The Corrs and jammed with people like that and The Waterboys. I'm sure there's very few that you haven't been involved with. But I suppose you've got a new project, and I think that's what we're kind of here to talk about now, because the new Side 4 collective album, When We Were Still, is out now. So tell us a little bit, Dave, about, I suppose, Side 4 Collective.
I probably started about 10 years ago. And it was just me having all sorts of unusual drum beats collected up on my phone. And I didn't really ever know what to do with it. I always felt a little bit frustrated creatively in the bands that I was playing with. And I was probably a frustrated musician, a real musician. You know, I always wanted to play bass or
piano. You can't say that. You can't say drummers aren't real musicians. You can't start this show with that.
I'm happy out being a drummer. But I always try to play drums as if I was playing a melody instrument or something like that. And I definitely, I knew I wasn't normal, if you like, as a drummer. And I think, you know, I went for a lot of auditions over the years, and I think at least every other one I wouldn't have got, because I had an unusual approach to drumming.
And it definitely was creative approach to drumming.
Maybe, yeah. Definitely a frustrated bass player or something in there. So anyway, I collected up all of these wonderful, weird beats, and I was really thrilled with them, but I didn't know what to do with them. It was like a junkyard full of beats. And I suppose in the true spirit of recycling, I thought I'll try and record them properly, which I did thanks to Anthony Gibney in Audio Land Studios, plug. And he is really responsible for helping to make them sound so texturally interesting, sonically interesting.
And the thing about Side 4 Collective, I suppose, is that you bring together loads of amazing Irish and international artists, you give them the clips, and then they build a new song out of that. So, you know, it's songs written, you know, primarily from the drum beat instead of songs, which a lot of times are written primarily from the melody or the lyrics. And it's a kind of a different musical concept. And this album is a real testament to what can be done with that kind of different sort of thinking. And I think that's what we're going to be chatting about now in a little while, right?
Yeah. It's turning the tables a little bit on the songwriter and challenging them. And I'm just bowled over by how these great songwriters are able to write music to pre-prescribed beats, because it must be very limiting in a way for them to have to try to write a song to something that's not really shifting the way they want it to shift, you know?
Yeah, but also, like, you know, having a creative boundary around you is often one of the best things to do. You know, sitting in front of a white page is often much more kind of daunting.
Yeah.
So we're going to chat about the new album, When We Were Still. We're going to talk about some of the songs that you've played, and we're going to choose some music. But first, I'm going to play a brand new song by a man called John Bleck. Do you listen to much brand new music yourself, or is that where you find people to collaborate with? Or
I mostly just contacted my friends and. I'm a little bit slow on the uptake of checking out new music, because I have been such a vinyl aficionado that I just keep on going back into the front room, pulling out the vinyl and throwing on stuff. And I have been starting to buy new music via vinyl. But I think for the next record, I think I'm going to do a lot more research and try to find songwriters that I really like, because I've already plagued all the people I know, all the people in my address book. They've already had it with my project idea.
Well, here's a man that might be maybe part of what you're doing. John Bleck is the man's name. This is new from him. It's called With You, and it's from his new album, which is coming out early in the new year. Really like this one. With You by John Black. Brand new music here on Radio Nova. Yeah, the fantastic Fontaines DC. Here's the thing from their most recent album. We are here with Mr. Dave Hingerty, drummer extraordinaire, and I was going to say frontman, but that's not the right
backman. That's not right either.
Backman. Yeah, I think you're saying something else there that we don't want to get into. But you got the brand new album, Side Four Collective's When We Were Still, and you're the creative driver, I guess, behind the whole project. You chose Fontaines DC. You must be buzzing off the incredible success of Irish music recently.
Yeah, especially them, because they have punk in their DNA. I was actually teaching the drummer Tom Call in BIM College, and they were very supportive of, there was a strike last year in BIM, and they were very supportive of the students and of the lecturers and what was happening in there. So, but I love their music anyway, regardless. And I just think that Tom is a fantastic drummer, and he didn't pick up any of my bad habits.
Thank God. But you've mentioned a few times things related to community. So this is obviously a very important part of Side 4 Collective, is the community aspect of it.
Yeah. I suppose I haven't ever been brave enough to put out songs myself that I've written, mainly because I'm a terrible singer, probably a really bad lyricist. So, that's two good reasons already. So I kind of still hiding behind, these brilliant artists and letting them do their thing. But, if I am a producer, I suppose it's more to do with giving people the freedom. It's throwing paint on the blank canvas type of style of just, here are the beats, you write the songs and bring them back. And then if you want, you can come into the studio and we'll sort of add some ideas if they're open to it.
Well, we're going to talk about the album When We Were Still after this. I'm going to play a couple of songs from Side 4 Collective. And I suppose just go into how it all kind of comes together. It's all very exciting. We're here with Dave Hingerty on the All Irish Hour on Nova.
This Radio Nova.
Yeah, it's Kieran McGuinness. You are listening to the All Irish Hour on the guest list tonight. And we're very, very lucky to be joined by drummer extraordinaire Dave Hingerty. And we're chatting about his brand new project, his brand new album by his project Side 4 Collective. The album is When We Were Still. And it's an amazing collection of songs. I think it's like 13 or 14 songs. And every one is in collaboration with a brilliant Irish artist, like, someone like Ollie Cole, or maybe Liam O'Maney, or Sacred Animals, or Colm Quirney, or Niamh Regan, or Mark Geary. You could go through the list. And there's a couple of just really, really fantastic songs across it, a real kind of breadth of songs. Some that really feel like led by the drums, and the drums have a huge personality, and then other songs that feel like, they've gone something kind of interesting and different with it. And I suppose that's what we're going to be talking about. So we're going to play a song now in a second, Sacred Animals, and Adrian Crowley were the collaborators with you on that. But process wise, I mean, there's a massive hard disk of amazing drum beats that you record, and then you go, come have a listen, see if there's anything there that takes your fancy. Is that it?
Yeah, I just send out drum beats to whoever's interested, and they pick and choose a drum beat or two, and they write songs to the drum beat and send it back. And then we sort of take it from there. We develop it together. Mm. So I know there's lots of sample CDs out there with drum beats that people can use. But this is different because it's interactive. Mm. So they are getting the drum loops. And some of them have to carve out the loop out of it because I mightn't have played to click. Or it might just be sort of a jumble of ideas, free association kind of rhythm ideas. So it just makes it difficult for them, and they, some of them are very skilled with home studios, and they manage to chop up the beats and put a song together. And that's what Sacred Animals, Dara from Sacred Animals, managed to do so well with that particular drum beat.
Mm.
And he sent back pretty much a complete song.
Amazing.
He's such a talented person.
And do you ever get really surprised by where someone has taken it? Are you just like, where did they go? How did they get there?
Yeah, because, for example, there is a song called The Flood on the first record, which has a drum beat, and the same drum beat was used on the second record then by Colm Quirney for another song. So they both use the same drum beat, but they're completely different songs, and I find that very interesting.
Yeah, no, this is an excellent song. Anyway, Four Letters is the name of it. Side 4 Collective featuring Sacred Animals and Adrian Crowley. And very briefly, Adrian Crowley has a smaller part in this. How did that come about?
Yeah, so I just thought it just needed an extra flavour, and I knew Adrian had sung on the previous record, and he has a beautiful low voice, and I thought it would balance well with Dara's high voice.
Well, that's the collaboration aspect. Anyway, this is it. Side 4 Collective, 4 letters from the new album When We Were Still on Nova. Yeah, I love that. That is Side 4 Collective featuring Sacred Animals and Adrian Crowley, and the song is called 4 Letters. And we're here talking to Dave Hingerty, who is the brains behind the Side 4 Collective and their new album, When We Were Still. It's just a great process. It's a great way of creating. Lots of people have been in touch already. Brian has been on, and he says that this sounds like an absolutely great songwriting method. It must have kind of brought you some like amazing results that you didn't even know sort of possible, I think. Does that happen? You're like, I can't believe I was part of that song.
Yeah, I probably sound like a real crybaby, but there was a song from the last record by Sarah McQuillan called Battles, and when I received it, I cried. And yeah. I couldn't believe how impassioned it was, and it's a very strong message, you know. So I'm always surprised, and I'm always delighted. It's like Christmas morning every time some new idea arrives in. And don't forget, you know, it's collaborative, so one artist might just take control and try to finish it themselves. Other people leave it open for other people to come in and to bring their musicality to the situation. That happened with the Sarah McQuillan song, because Joe Chester played guitar and piano initially, and it was just left there in the folder. And then after a few months, Sarah came in and finished the song.
Oh, yeah, so the folder has the songs that other people have started as well.
Yeah,
so
you can kind of jump in. There's an active folder in Dropbox. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I love it. This one is called The Wave, and it features Ollie Cole, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago. And this is a kind of a different feel, because the drums are really present in the song. And I just thought, you know, it's really, really interesting how some of them can be led by the melody and some can be really led by the kind of by the drums.
This is one that I thought I was kind of laughing to myself. There's no way anybody's going to be able to write a song to this. And there you go. Ollie Cole managed to do it.
Fair play to him. It's Side 4 Collective on Nova, featuring Ollie Cole, and Dave Hingerty from Side 4 Collective is with us now. It's a great album. It's a great achievement. I think you must be like just buzzing having something like this released.
Yeah, I didn't really think that it would take off. The idea initially was that it needed to be really experimental, and it became a little bit more conventional than I expected it to. But you know, along the way there's been a lot of no's, like people saying no. I'd ask somebody, a promoter, and they'd say no. I asked TV program would they like to do a special on it, they said no. And I met with a record company, they said they weren't really that interested.
But as an artistic achievement, you know, I think it is something, it's just something very, very special about it.
None of those no's would ever make me stop continuing on the path.
And do you feel personal pride over it? Do you sit there going, I've made something really good?
Oh, completely. Even though, like, I recognise that the real talent is with the songwriters.
No, I'm not having it. They're doing this again.
Yeah.
They're doing it again.
Deflecting.
No, the real talent. We're saying the real talent. Mother of God.
Yeah, well,
you know,
the real songwriting.
The different type of talent.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay, look, it's brilliant. So we'll come back to it in a second. If you'd like to get in touch with Dave or ask Dave Hingerty any questions about the frames or any of the amazing artists that he's worked with, Keela and stuff like that, or just about drumming or his process, do get in touch, 087-1818-100, and we'll answer some questions. Is that all right? You're happy to answer questions?
Yeah, definitely.
Great stuff. All right, let's do a one to watch, a very special one this week. Now. No, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, lads. I have to take you down a little bit, because you've chosen that song, Lemon, for a very special reason, Dave. We're here with Dave from Side 4 Collective. Yes.
Just because I find there is a bit of begrudgery with you two, and I think they've had so many different phases and that you can't really pigeonhole them. And I just feel that, you know, even somebody said to me, are you sure you're going to put them on your list of who you're going to pick of Irish artists? And I said, yeah, absolutely.
But also that song and a lot of that album came from beats, right?
Yeah, well, it came from soundcheck. When they were touring Octon Baby, they got one of their engineers to record their soundchecks, and they made loops of their ideas and soundchecks. And then when they came into the studio, they tried to play over the loops to try and create songs for that album, Zeropa. Mm.
It's brilliant, and it worked as well.
Yeah.
So we're here with Dave Hingerty from Side 4 Collective to celebrate his brand new album, When We Were Still. And we're going to be asking Dave questions, and he's going to be answering them just after this. So 087-1818-100, if you'd like to ask Dave any questions, we'll chat about them after the ads. It's Radio Nova.
Maybe you're finally on
Radio Nova.
Yeah, it's Radio Nova. It's Kieran McGuinness. We are here on the All Irish Hour. We've got a very special co-present with a very special guest, Mr. Dave Hingerty from the Side 4 Collective. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm very well.
And how are things so far?
Yes, I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah, great. How deep can you go with your very velvety voice there?
Well, my stepdaughter, Aya, is always trying to encourage me to sing really high because she thinks it's hilarious. I think I'll spare all your listeners now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got some questions in, and if you'd like to ask a question, 087-1818-100. We have one of the finest drummers in the country right now with us, so it's a great opportunity. First question in, who are your drumming heroes?
Oh, Steve Gadd, John Bonham, Levon Helm.
John Bonham, of course, yes.
Yeah, these are, like, some of the drummers that have been sampled are my heroes. And I suppose, you know, like John Bonham and like Clyde Stubblefield with James Brown. Clyde Stubblefield, yeah.
I don't know who that is.
The funky drummer was the most sampled drum beat of all time, mm-hmm, I think, mm-hmm. And used on many hip-hop records.
Okay.
So I wanted to be sampled, and so I sent out all these beats to people so they'd sample them, yes. and write songs over them.
This is
the ultimate sort of compliment to a drummer, to be sampled.
This is the manifesting in real life, isn't it, that all the kids are doing. I love hearing a drummer on the radio. Are there any gigs booked for Side 4 Collective?
No, we did a gig in Sugar Club once. Did 4 or 5 songs. But to get all the artists together is really difficult.
Of course, yeah.
So I think we just would need funding. But I'd love to do something like The Last Waltz, where, you know, we had a band, a cool band, and then all the singers just came up and played.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Obviously, yeah. I mean, we need a few bob.
So you're open to funding, is that what you're... You're open to funding, is what you're saying.
I absolutely am. Yeah. Okay. I'm ready.
Brian says, what are the most fun pieces to play with Keela?
I think we're definitely taking on a new sort of quieter way of playing or something. I think there's something happening where our musical manners are coming together because we're a band that's famous for playing a lot of the time, it's a busy kind of a music, but we're investigating more spacious ways of playing. I'm really enjoying that new phase, and we'll be recording soon. We'll have an album out, I think, the end of next year.
And what are the most fun pieces to play?
Yeah, well, I allow myself the license to sort of bring in African rhythms into, nice. Because I do see the connection between traditional music and African music. So a lot of the songs that...
have that feel.
That have that African feel, yeah.
Okay, so, hi, great show. I listened to the album last week. There was one song with no info on the artist. The song was called So Low on the Side 4 album. What's the details on that one?
That's a filmmaker, Peter McCarthy, also a songwriter, and he's going to have an album out soon. He wrote that song.
Yeah.
And it's about his brother who passed away and was, suffering from depression. But it's a beautiful song, but it's a beautiful homage to his brother.
Brilliant stuff. I know one of your choices is a band called Sprints. Briefly, why are you a fan of Sprints?
Yeah, just another band like Fontaines DC that excite me. I just really like that punk spirit.
Yeah, yeah. This is one of their finest songs, Adore, 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 on Radio Nova. Yeah, love it. That is Sprints Adore, Adore, Adore by Sprints, chosen by Dave Hingerty. Dave, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in studio. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for sharing the brilliant album that you've just released with Side 4 Collective, When We Were Still. Have you enjoyed your time on the radio?
Yeah, I'm very lucky to have this opportunity and lucky to have this project and lucky to have a partner as well who doesn't mind me going out and spending time on a project. You know, it's a bit of a gamble. I may as well be going out every second day and instead of earning money, go down to the bookies or something, because it's a huge gamble to invest your time into trying to create music when it's not earning any money.
No,
so for somebody to be backing you like that, I think it's really brilliant, and I'm very, very lucky.
And you're very, very lucky. That's a nice sentiment to end on. The album is When We Were Still. It's Side 4 Collective. Go and celebrate and go and support brilliant Irish music. Go and check it out in Bandcamp and stuff like that. Dave, you've got one more song, a song you famously played on by The Frames. Can you introduce it for us, please, before we go?
This drum beat has got me a lot of work, thankfully. It's a drum beat that's played with the hands. And so I suppose that makes it a bit different from normal drum beats, because it's a drum kit but played with the hands instead of sticks or brushes or anything like that. But it's recorded in a B&B down in Kerry, and it was really fun to do.
It's called Lay Me Down. It's Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.